Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
The New York Times no longer has a sports department.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's gross.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes, it is. Ugh.
I mean, they still are going to have...
Yeah, they're going to have
a sports section and stuff. But
they're going to aggregate stuff from... Yeah. They don't have their own sports desk.
Have you seen the sports in New York lately?
I tell you.
The Arizona Cardinals on their day off today. They'll be back on the practice field tomorrow to start their prep for a Week 3 home game against the Dallas Cowboys. But not everyone will be on the practice field. Cardinals play safety Buda Baker on injured reserve with a hamstring injury, meaning he will be out at least the next four games. Baker started in Week 1 against Washington, was not active for Sunday's loss to the Giants. Cardinals did sign safety Quantrez Knight to the active roster from San Francisco's practice squad and signed safety Joey Blunt to the practice squad. Knight was an undrafted rookie out of UCLA in 2022. He spent all of last year on the Niners practice squad. Joey...
Quantrez Knight.
Holy night. All is calm. All is bright.
What do they call the special occasion at the ballpark for Quantrez? Quantrez Knight.
Joey Blunt.
Joey Blunt.
What do you call a baby kangaroo addicted to marijuana?
I like that. That's good.
Blunt saw action in 11 games last season with the Seahawks, all on special teams. Monday Night Football results. The Saints moved to 2-0 with a 20-17 win over the Carolina Panthers. Tony Jones Jr., two touchdown runs for New Orleans. And it was a doubleheader. The Steelers used two defensive touchdowns in a 26-22 win over the Cleveland Browns. Alex Highsmith had a pick six on the first play from scrimmage, and T.J. Watt scored on a 16-yard fumble return with under 7 minutes to go that proved to be the game winner. Browns running back Nick Chubb carted off the field with what the team is calling a significant knee injury. You know it's significant when the network televising the game refuses to show the replay.
Yeah.
And that's...
They're usually masochists.
Yeah. They usually show it like 18 times. And people on social media are like, stop showing it! Both teams now 1-1 in that matchup. Kansas City Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes, they agreed on a new deal that moves around payments to increase cash flow for Mahomes, is how it's been described. He now gets $208.1 million from 2023 through 2026, all of which is guaranteed for injury. It's good to be Patrick Mahomes.
Mm, yes.
The Giants, who just beat the Cardinals Sunday at State Farm Stadium, won't have the services of running back Saquon Barkley for their Thursday game against the 49ers. Barkley left late in the contest with an ankle injury. Jordan Renan of ESPN reported through a source that it's an ordinary sprain and Barkley will miss the next three games. In college football, Arizona State head coach Kenny Dillingham had his weekly press conference on Monday ahead of the Devils game with fifth-ranked USC on Saturday. The first-year coach talked about a ridiculous wave of injuries, my words, not his, and how it's changed ASU's practices because of the lack of healthy players. He also didn't name a starting quarterback for Saturday's game because why would you? Trenton Bourget, Drew Pine, status unknown after they both suffered injuries last Saturday against Fresno State. So it could be fourth stringer Jacob Conover, who was in mop-up duty in the 29-0
against the number one overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Hey, a chance to outshine him. Pac-12 also announced Week 5 kickoff times and in TV information. ASU will face Cal, their first road game a week from Saturday, and that game will kick off at noon on the Pac-12 network. So Sun Devil fans won't have to wait around all day to watch them lose. Oh, man, I am so jaded. D-backs back at it tonight to start a quick two-game set against the San Francisco Giants at Chase Field, and it is a big one. D-backs are 5-6 through their first 11 games against the Giants this season. These two games represent the final two against the National League West. Zach Gallen on the mound for Arizona against Alex Cobb of the Giants. And is it just me, or does it seem like every time the D-backs play the Giants, Alex Cobb is on the mound.
Yeah.
First pitch is at 6:40. Pregame coverage beginning at 6 on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Massive games. It is so jumbled up.
No doubt about it.
By the way,
it doesn't get any bigger than this. They've got 11 games left in their season. They might have the hardest schedule of anybody.
Yeah.
Not necessarily from winning percentage, just venues, trips, where they're going, who they end with. I mean, ending with the Astros, that's good luck. But you know what? This kind of stuff seemingly brings out the best in them.
It does.
It's the stuff you think they should be able to handle that they don't.
This is really, we're entering such a tough stretch of games for the Cardinals, for the Sun Devils, and for the Diamondbacks. Yeah. All like in the next like couple weeks. It's very exciting.
Oh, brother.
Sounded really authentic.
That was. Oh, yes.
On the National League Wild Card scoreboard watch.
Phillies beat the Braves 7-1. The Reds cruise past Minnesota 7-3. The Mets got a homer from Jeff McNeil in the ninth. They slipped past Miami 2-1. And don't look now, but the San Diego Padres are red hot.
Oh,
they
come
beat Colorado 11-9. So if you look at the wild card picture, Philadelphia still in wild card spot 1, followed by the D-backs. The Cubs and Reds are tied a half game behind Arizona. The Marlins are a half game out of third. San Francisco is two back, and San Diego, which has won 5 straight, is only 5.5 out entering Tuesday's action.
That's still a lot.
It is, because there's, what, 11 games left to play?
Yeah, but that would be the all-time sprint to the finish, wouldn't
it? Imagine.
Yeah.
Veteran St. Louis right-hander Adam Wainwright, who is retiring at the end of the season, pitched 7 shutout innings, 1-0 victory over the Brewers to earn his 200th career victory. He's the 122nd pitcher all-time to reach the mark and the 5th active pitcher, joining Justin Verlander, Zach Greinke, Max Scherzer, and Clayton Kershaw. You have to relish these moments because nobody's ever getting to 300 again, so you might as well get to 200 and celebrate. And in the NBA, former Suns forward Kelly Oubre Jr. expected to sign a 1-year free agent contract with the Philadelphia 76ers, according to reports. The 27-year-old Oubre averaged 20.3 points per game last season in relative anonymity in
and
Charlotte.
And yet he has never played meaningful minutes for a good team. That's his legacy.
This is true.
But have you seen his drip?
Have you seen those eyes? Damn dreamy,
Sarah's
bitch.
Just like, how he looks in a rhinestone handkerchief? Whatever it was called?
Mm-hmm.
There is your splash. Joey.
Listen, you're Joey Blunt's line. That's marketing genius. If somebody had a Blunt's line, call it Joey Blunt's and have some like badass baby kangaroo be your mascot. It's genius. It's genius.
There's your splash for Tuesday.
Do you have anything to say today? Does your mouth work?
Very exciting.
I already said that. What more do you want?
You just seem like your mouth is trying to move, but it can't.
It's Wednesday
I'm doing
somewhere.
Other stuff back here.
All right.